for a CPA.
But it is, but it is. Beware, beware. Tom's on the road. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing fine as a frog hair split three ways. Been to my old grandson's football game, and he was it was their homecoming game, and well, he got some kind of award. I don't even remember what it was. That's pretty bad. But anyway, it was a big ceremonial thing, and then they play football. And there was a ton of people there too. The little field, you could almost see it from Highway 81 where that old bridge is there, off to your right if you're going toward, if you're going south on 81.
Not to seem disrespectful, but for, I think I'm in the doghouse, and, our grandson had a homecoming game, with Blue Ridge, I think it was one, or Eastside, I don't know, he plays for Eastside, and I don't give one patootie about football, I'm sorry, and they wanted us to go, and with Bernice's hip and the condition it is, you know, carrying that stupid ball down over a goal line just does not impress me. As being heroes, and my wife is, and so we didn't go, but I haven't heard nothing from the daughter here on texting in the last couple of days, so I think she's got a bad case of closed pores.
My goodness. Well, I'm kind of the same way. I don't go, but it's really for other reasons that I really don't want to get into over there. But I did go today because it was homecoming. It was a special event. And then I'm going back on Tuesday night instead of playing tennis. She's in town and she wants to go to a ball game. So here we go. Here we go again.
I tell you, my daughter and son-in-law, and son-in-law, I don't think he thinks a thing about it. And my grandson, he don't care. He's there with his buds. And I made no secret in their whole life that I don't give a darn, we'll say, about football. I'll watch a little bit of it if I'm getting ready to go to bed at night and they're in the fourth quarter of something and I recognize the team and there's maybe 3 or 4 minutes left. Other than that, negative. It ain't going to happen. And I think they just go overboard on sports anymore. And I'm not a big sports fan anyways, Dave. I never was. I was a runt. And I just didn't care anything about it. And I like a little bit of all of it. I watch golf. I watch a little bit of tennis. And but as far as being a behemoth fan, no, I'm not, and I never will be. And where'd you hear that about finer than a frog hair split three ways? That's a Kansas thing.
Pineville saying, boy, where you been? You think you from Kansas or something? Well, you're older than me, so heck, who knows? I don't know where it came from, but we say it in Greenville all the time. Yep. So, there you go. We have a lot of sayings like that. don't get me started. So, so yeah, I used to say that in Kansas, huh?
But, you know, you guys been a state much longer than Kansas, so I'll have to give you the star on the wall for that one. Oh, man, Dave, this really tears my heart out. There's a beautiful black and white Triumph here next to us, and it's a brand new model, and it's really a beautiful bike, the old two-cylinder ones. Wow. And the guy's got a helmet on. So it says Triumph, not Harley.
I've never heard of that. You're saying Tramp? T-R-A-M-P?
Ding-a-ling, don't you know anything? You probably never heard of that, and you never heard of a snorting Norton either, did you?
Yeah, I've heard of Triumph, but never heard of that second thing, whatever that was. Triumph makes a nice bike. They're not giving them away, but anyway, I could afford one.
Neither could I, or a BSA, or a Norton. Oh, and I can name you a lot of other ones, too. I'm just getting old and forgetful, but there was a lot of bikes back then. They weren't near as reliable as these new jet bikes are, but God, they had a good sound. Now, this one's got real nice mufflers on it, and it kind of ruins the effect of a Triumph or a BSA. I mean, when I was a teenager, I just dreamed of owning such a thing. Most of them were 650s. The Nortons were 750s. But they were like, the Nortons were kind of like a Jeep. You had to have a wrench on them all the time.
I had a friend of mine. He was really my dad's age, I guess. But he had 5 motorcycles, and I'm not sure if all of them were Nortons, but I think he had a couple of Norton 750s. Anyway, so we were asked by the church to, by the pastor to go out and do some visitation on, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday afternoon. And, so I was friends with Mr. Pearson, and I just went by his house, as a matter of fact, where he used to live, and, here on Rutherford, but, he said, I'll take my Norton 750 if you'll ride on the back and we'll go visiting. And I said, yeah. So, and man, he pulled out on the 291 and he laid into that thing and he came out of second gear. We were doing 70 miles an hour, I tell you. And he just let off, shifted into fifth and let off the gas. But it was a thrill.
Norton, you say, Dave?
I'm in this god-awful place right here on Rutherford Road. Maybe it'll get better in a second.
I was wondering what brand of motorcycle you were saying that was. I had a guy take me for a ride on a 750 Norton one night, and he was doing wheelies with me on the back. And that, like, scared me to death.
Yeah, this was a Norton. It was a Norton 750. I think he had 2 of them, and I'm not sure what his other 3 bikes were, but I never saw them. I just heard he had 5. And he loved to ride. As a matter of fact, when we were on the Norton, we were riding down right there in front of Hampton Park School, and evidently somebody wanted to turn into the school parking lot, and of course the church was there too, and he had to lock the brakes of the rear tire, locked up, and started kind of sliding sideways a little bit, but thank goodness he didn't have to stay on it, so when he let go, it straightened back up.
Cars don't have any sense when it comes to motorcycles, and a lot of times they just don't see you. I had a neighbor, his name was Bob Milkey, and he had 4 Indian motorcycles, and 1 or 2 of them had sidecars on them, and one of them was a 1,000cc 4-cylinder, and another friend of mine had an Ariel, That's like NY4GAERIAL aerial motorcycle, and it was 1,000cc, and it was English, and they were very rare. But so was those Indians that he had. I don't know whatever become of them. They've been too many years ago. They would have went to the family, I'm sure. He owned a lawnmower repair shop. Well, Dave, we've arrived, and I'm feeding Saudi Arabia, so I need to get inside there at Harbor Freight and pick up some mud splicers and a trailer hookup. Talk to you later, bud. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
Well, Harbor Freight, man, I love that store. It's like a toy store. And but anyway, get what you need, and you can look at all the eye candy, and hope her niece is doing all right. And we shall talk to you later. N0TRKB4CBA Mobile.